Taking a look first at your news for today. Despite temperatures being double digits below zero in January, the expansion of a Tuscola County business has managed to stay on target in order to be completed in roughly about 4 months from now. According to the Tuscola County Economic Development Corporation, Stemco Products will be having a 25,000 square foot building addition added on, which is expected to be completed by April. The EDC worked with the Village Council for the company to review a tax abatement for Stemco's $2.2 million expansion project. A tax abatement allows the company to take up to a 50% break on taxes for up to 10 years on the cost of the project. The expansion means job security for the company's current staff and additional jobs being created when the expansion project is completed. Stemco Products, which is located at 4641 Industrial Drive in Millington's Industrial Park, makes various parts for vehicles and has been in business since 1951. You're listening to WLEW, and in other news for today, even though there was not a vote of no confidence, it is starting to show in the ACW Unionville Fire Department. The board, which includes representatives from Akron, Columbia, and Wisner Townships, as well as the Village of Unionville, approved placing an advertisement for a new fire chief to oversee the department. It is believed that this will be the first time in the history of the all-volunteer fire department that someone from within the fire department was not appointed as the new fire chief. There has been turmoil in that operation for several months, with a couple of fire chiefs being selected, only to end up resigning that position within a couple of months, but then continuing to stay on with that department as a regular firefighter. There's also been some other officers in the fire department who resigned their positions but stayed on as firefighters as well. There's also been statements made about interference of some of the fire board members who oversee the department and the firefighters as well. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
When your car is making a strange noise, no matter what it is, you can't just pretend it's not happening.
That's an interesting sound.
It's like your mental health. If you're struggling and feeling overwhelmed, it's important to do something about it. It can be as simple as talking to someone or just taking a deep, calming breath to ground yourself. Because once you start to address the problem, you can go so much further. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news. Authorities in Harbor Beach are investigating the death of Shauna Umbriet, who was discovered deceased on February the 14th. Police say the inquiry remains active and only limited details can be shared with the public at this stage. An autopsy is currently being planned for later today, February the 15th, to try and help determine the cause of death. Investigators express condolences to the deceased family and friends, asking the community to respect their privacy as they grieve. And in other news for today, rules and regulations concerning the governing of the use of the Graham State Park were approved by the Croswell City Council. The Graham Park can be used for kayaking, picnics, canoeing, and camping for a fee of $15 per night. Swimming is allowed at a person's own risk there, as there are no lifeguards. The park's pavilion is available to rent for $50 for residents and $75 for non-residents. The park will also be open year-round from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. During the meeting, the council approved the schedule for the Board of Appeals. There will be an organizational meeting of the board at 7:30 a.m. on March the 3rd. Then the board will be available to meet with property owners from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Monday, March the 9th, and from 3 to 9 p.m. on Wednesday, March the 11th, for those who want to review their assessments. Those meetings are also a time if a property owner might want to claim any exemptions for their taxes. An approval was also given for Sue Dobson to become an interim administrator while the current administrator is absent for the next month. Dobson will be compensated for the additional work at $60 per hour during that time. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.